Biden, sneaking out of here again. Parole officer says he's got to be there by 9:35, so you better go.
And the highway patrol guy in the Stonecrest Mall parking lot right now.
What's going on there?
I don't know. I just threw that out there because I passed by that.
Ah! Nice.
Wow.
Did you just say that Dave Levin?
Yeah.
Why
okay.
do you do that?
Well, hey, good morning, Jeff Carr.
No
Guess
kidding.
What? Can
wow.
you put a drum roll on? We're changing the subject
what
really
What a way
quick.
To start things off.
I know.
Oh, that's fake applause. Sorry. Let's see.
That's I have a
Superman
drum
theme. There you go. Boom.
Are Done. You ready?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcoming to People, Places, and Profiles this morning. Cover person, March, April, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still rolling the drum?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Dr. Michael Janssen.
Yeah. There you go. Nice.
All right, that was good, right?
Very, very good. And what do we owe the honor of you being here, Doc? What's the occasion?
Well, we come down, obviously, every year for the Lake of the Ozarks shootout and try to participate in all the activities throughout the whole week.
And last night, I was chatting with Missy at the dam party, and she gave me the great honor to come and join you this morning.
Wow. Very nice. Yeah. So you guys were both down on the Bagnell Dam Strip for the festivities yesterday?
Yeah, I heard you were talking earlier this morning that you were saying it was really great, but neither one of you had attended. And so
I drove through there about 4:15, and they were getting everything all set up.
Yes, that was kind of cool watching them set up, actually. I lined on 242, the little extension highway there of HH.
You know what? I like to have the Orange Cone Market. For stuff like that. Man, there's got to be some money in that, isn't there?
Caution Cone Orange is the new color for 2013.
They were everywhere.
Anyway, so Doc, you were lined up and you have a new boat. You had two boats in the parade last night.
We had three boats in the
three.
Parade.
Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Sorry.
You lost count. It was early.
Sell
count.
The man short.
Sorry. So tell us about them. Because
What we did is we brought two of our race boats and one other boat, and we kind of had to limit it to some extent because they spent a lot of time this year planning out this activity, measuring all of the boats and the rigs so that they would have enough space for all of them, because I think there was 60 people that signed up to bring their hardware and to show all their boats this year, so it was great.
That's awesome.
We built a new boat this year. It's a fantastic. It's all carbon fiber, outer limits. We started this in January. It took us 8 months to build it. Now we're ready to enter the racing season for the second half.
Now, and it's called, we got to tell the name.
This is a boat that's called the Snowy Mountain Brewery. And it really highlights one of other activities, which we have a brewery in Wyoming called the Snowy Mountain Brewery. We make 9 beers. They range from 14.5% alcohol down to 6. And it's really growing for microbrew and fresh beer.
So the original name of it was the Write-Off?
No, the Snowy Mountain Brewery is the third oldest brewery in Wyoming.
Really?
And when I started boating, we always look to try to put an identity to our boat.
Mm-hmm.
So we had one called the Saratoga Stampede that came down and raced, and we won the world champion that. A few years later, we built another boat called the Watch Your Back, and it was kind of an identity as a spine surgeon. And this year, when we tried to build a new boat, we were just trying to figure out what else we could put on it that would really capture some attention and give it a different identity. And we came up with the Snowy Mountain Brewery, which hallmarks one of our other activities.
Besides doing the shootout, what other events do you take these boats to? Is it a Key West boat too as well?
Absolutely. We'll do a number of poker runs with it, and we'll run for the World Championship in Key West, which was our highlight for this year, and we'll run for the National Championships in Clearwater, because the boating season's about half over, so when we hit the shootout, we will now enter into the second half of the season.
Now, you personally drive?
Both. Actually, it takes two people to run the boat,
right.
And it depends on who I run with. I often run with the gentleman that helped me build the boat, Brian Forehand. The two of us won the world championship last year, and if that's the case, he drives and I run the throttles. But many times I'm fortunate to run with one of my kids, and if that's the case, we switch roles. I drive and they run the throttles.
All right, very cool. And so you're going to actually have all three of these in the race at the shootout coming up this weekend?
Yes, at different times. They're all different classes.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm really excited about is last year with the Watch Your Back boat, we won the world championship. We built another boat off of that called the Snowy Mountain Brewery. So we're going to highlight twice on Saturday and once on Sunday to run a drag race against both boats running side by side the entire time.
Oh, my gosh. So who you've got in the other boat? You're going to be in which one?
Well, I haven't decided yet.
What's your favorite?
Yet. Well, because I haven't spent much time in the new boat yet. We only finished it a few weeks ago. So I don't want to say, the nice thing is it's got all dark windows, so you can't tell who's in the boat. So I may just kind of, we'll make a decision afterwards and at the game day on who goes in.
Game
Actually, on Saturday, I'll be running with my co-pilot, Brian Forehand. He'll take one and I'll take the other. He has to leave. And then my son, who just started medical school in St. Louis, he'll come down here on Sunday, and then we'll race against each other. And we really want to, that's a great benchmark to see what this boat can do, is to run them side by side.
Well, wow. I know you got a lot of stuff going on all over the country, all over the world, really, but thanks for coming down for the for our shootout event this this year. It is starting to become more than a national event, an international event, too.
Absolutely. I think this has evolved. No one would have really imagined what this could have done 20 years ago. It started off by just people running their boat in a safe condition and trying to figure out what their speed is. But right now, it's a whole week of activities. There are boats come from all over the world because it's probably the largest group of boats that come together for any single activity anywhere that we know of. And so it has really evolved to an incredible activity here at Lake of the Ozarks.
Let's not forget what the event is all about, raising money for our local firefighters and that shootout charities, which is a lot of charities here at the Lake of the Ozarks, is what we do on the weekends here and during the week and just about every night is raise money for charity events. And that's kind of what we're doing here. Thanks to Ron and everybody who's putting on the event this year, all the sponsors, all the people that got together. And we're making sure that a lot of our local charities are beneficiaries of all these people coming into town. And we get a little love out of the deal with, I'm sure, our chambers and the Convention and Visitors Bureau and all those folks. Really appreciate this this event going on. And now that we've made it a whole week, it is a vacation destination for a lot of boaters for this time of year.
Absolutely. I had the opportunity to attend a couple of the shootout meetings that Ron held. And the amount of enthusiasm of the people that volunteer to come together to come up with new ideas for the fundraiser was just really, truly amazing.
All right, so so we got that going on this weekend, and sort of a double bill for Doc here. He's also a cover model.
I got
to ask you about that. Is that
model cover
that,
model? Did you hear that, Doc?
Is that something on your bucket list? I wanted to be. Let's see. I wanted to be a surgeon. I wanted to ride motorcycles, boats. I wanted to be a cover model.
Well, for me, it was easy because when she did the cover model, I was underwater, so I was diving. So it's a little bit easier than trying to be on the front page
that.
Like yourself.
Yeah.
That aspect
like
of
myself.
Him.
Like she'd ever had me on the cover of it.
No, Jeff was throughout the VIP scene.
Yeah, but not,
so.
on the cover.
No, the cover.
Quite made it that point yet. No.
No, it's a great story. It's March, April issue 2012, and that's our health and well-being issue, and that's why the doc... is on there. He's done quite a few. You need to talk about that part. I mean, you're a spinal surgeon, and we were just saying, I don't know if I have enough guts to do anything quite like that, you know, and the cadavers and stuff, you know?
Well, you know, I went to medical school in Kansas City, and I've been in Denver for about 23 years, and we see patients from all over the country that have spine problems. But the unique thing of what we do compared to most practices is we have a large teaching center with where surgeons travel from all over the world to be able to practice and divine their skills on cadaveric specimens and with bioskills technology that we have. And then patients really get the state of the art because we run a lot of FDA clinical trials and have access to a lot of technology that's just not really available yet.
It's interesting, a spinal surgeon doing all these activities that are kind of daredevil-ish. Right?
Well, he knows he can fix himself in case something goes horribly wrong.
How can he fix himself?
Or you clearly know who you would ask to fix you.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Get the inside scoop on that. The next issue coming out very soon. We've got, it's Tuesday after Labor Day, right?
Let me tell you what, it'll be here tomorrow. The five-year anniversary issue will be here tomorrow. So I'll have one or two in hand, and it'll be very special. So it's September, October. That was then, this is now. Our anniversary, five-year anniversary party is September 4th, Tuesday night at Topsider, 6:30 to 9.
All right, for all those people that are down here for the week and maybe stay for NFT, you can hang out at Shady's or wherever.
It's the day
and then
after
come
Labor Day, so, you know, just extend your holiday weekend.
Right.
And come over. And if you get on lakeprofile.com, you can print out an invite, bring the invite with you, get you in the door.
And you've invited a lot of the people that were covered.
Persons, models, right? Personalities, celebrities.
But Doc's got an excuse. He's going to be someplace else, right?
Tell us, Doc.
Yeah, this time I organize a trip every year for a group of professionals. And this year we're taking off on Labor Day from Las Vegas on a motorcycle trip. And we're going to go up through Death Valley, go to Oregon, and spend a couple days in the wine country and back. So it's a 10-day trip, and I planned it quite a while ago, but I was honored to come, but I just can't make it this year. I'm sorry.
So do you trailer your bike to Las Vegas and then, or do you rent? What do you, how does that
Well,
work?
I don't trailer, but I have somebody that actually will take care of it. And actually, we'll haul, the reason we start in Vegas is because half of the people that come are from outside the country, and you can always rent anything in Vegas.
Oh.
So you can, they can rent bikes.
Rent anything in Vegas,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, you can rent motorcycles, exotic cars, rent. But anyway, we send all of our bikes there, and then we start in Vegas all and end up there.
See,
so it's going to be a wonderful trip, and I invited you if you didn't have this great social event to come to.
I know. Well, I can catch up in Death Valley.
This is a five-year anniversary, though. This is a big deal. We're really proud of Missy for putting this magazine on 5 years ago, and it's really been a huge boon to us here at the Lake. We've got to meet some very interesting people, not only you,
Doc,
but people from all over the country have some sort of association with the Lake of the Ozarks, and you found this common thread with these people that they love coming to the Lake of the Ozarks. People who haven't lived here for years, we've had people from New York and actors and people that have some association, but are always happy to come back and
Jeff,
give a little
so
time at the lake.
Good, honey, at this,
you know,
aren't you?
Sure, that's
no. Actually, what I get out of this, I mean, I love doing. This is my field, marketing and publication, and publishing, and all that. That's what I've always wanted to do. But what I've gained from this that I didn't realize is education from the people that I've met. I mean, just talking to Doc and, you know, our interview lasted, what, 3 hours or something over at Portachima. And I just learned so much, not just about spine surgery or his life, but about things that you can use in business practice and morals and things that he uses that's made his business good that I can take and use. And I mean, it's just not Doc, it's just all these people that I've met that I'm so fortunate.
Speaking of which, our cover, you got the magazine here, the president, is it president? Is that the
He's
proper
president
term?
Of the University of Missouri Systems.
Right, all of them.
So all
not
five
just Columbia,
colleges.
But all
yes.
of them, right?
And young guy, and him, Tim and Molly, hopefully they will be at the anniversary party, and I've been told that they will be, so I'm excited about that.
We mentioned Doc's not going to be there. You just mentioned Tim and Molly are going to be there. Anybody else from past issues?
I've got a few on the line.
Yeah.
Right now I've had several discussions with Carl Edwards' mom, Nancy, and she is working.
You went right to the source. You went to his mom.
I went to his mom.
Genius. Always go to the mom
first.
Well,
because he gets so many, you know, invites to this and that and public speaking this and that and whatever, and so if I just, his mom can kind of tell him what to do and point her finger at him and
right.
say, you know, you got to go to this. So
is that based on experience?
Yeah.
Any chance of bringing our original cover person down to the lake?
I have texted him.
Yeah.
That's probably the only communication source right now.
That's
texting. August the 4th,
yeah.
Yes. 4th, Gundecker. I sent an invitation to Los Angeles for both Goodman and Branson.
And
Jeff,
you know,
Branson.
You know Carney, if you give him a free room, he'll be happy.
He got an invitation with a free room in it. So he got an email, too.
I know he's coming down the 6th. I didn't know if he was coming down before that or not.
Well, I better give him a personal, right?
There you go.
Okay. And then, you know, we've got Sean Hill is in Detroit, so he's quarterbacking up there, so he will not be able to come. I got his response. Sean Hill. What?
You just make it so easy for me to talk about the Doc's here, and I don't want to bring up the yellow
football?
Profile curse.
Stop it. Don't.
Okay.
Oh, don't even listen,
now.
Doc.
Now everybody wants to know what this curse is.
Oh, no.
We discuss it.
But see, what happens is
you've heard about the Madden curse with the NFL.
Correct.
With people, something happening to them after they get on the cover and Sports Illustrated and things like that. There's a couple of things. It's not
okay,
a big deal.
Okay, well, let's
deal.
Ask Doc. Has anything terribly, horribly happened to you since you were on the cover of the magazine?
Absolutely not.
No, he's
See?
Doing great. He's doing great.
And if so, we would just pick up and move on.
There
exactly.
Right.
Carl, right after he was
Did
on
great.
The cover,
Did
he
great.
Won like 3 in a row, and then he had a little dip, and then he came back up out of it,
There's
man.
Some examples of it happening, but not enough to even worry
yeah,
about.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So anyway, but no, so I'm hoping a bunch of cover personalities will be here, and we've got, you know, lodging for him and transportation. Shell's Pasta is doing all the food. Topsider's doing all the alcohol, so, you know, it's free food and drinks, people, for 2.5 hours. So
well, let's get back to the shootout this weekend, because that's our big lake event that's happening
yeah.
this weekend. What do you, what's the involvement of the magazine with the shootout?
They're going to send me up in a plane after they do the missing man formation.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So it's like a, I don't know what. It's five media persons, and I'm just going to be there at 1:30 like they told me to be. I just hope I don't have to wear a mask, you know.
We're talking about
don't do barrel rolls or something.
We're talking about a Cessna? We're talking about a F-14?
I think it's just a little plane, but they're taking Sue Morgan and JT's Uncle John up in the missing man formation, mm-hmm. and they're doing that flyover for the start on Saturday.
Right.
And then right behind him, we're supposed to be in some plane coming up behind him. Something.
Well, you brought it up. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the golf tournament and the big event that's happening on Monday. That's raising money for the Dogwood Animal Shelter for JT, the first annual
and
event.
And, Doc, you remember Jeff Tillman.
Absolutely.
And this Monday, the 27th, they're having a memorial golf tournament for him, the first. And all the money will go to Dogwood Animal Shelter here. I think it starts at 11 o'clock at the Cove. Golf course, which is the lodges right sure. across from the mm-hmm. lodge. Mm-hmm. And then it's supposed to go all night. Shady Gators, they're having a party until midnight, 1
Silent
o'clock.
Silent auction. Gervais yeah. is going to be Dr. Gervais is going to be there, and that's all happening out at Lazy Gators that night.
Lazy Gators, sorry. Yeah.
$30 to get in, and that money goes toward the Dogwood Animal Shelter, that no-kill shelter down here, which is something that was really important to JT. He had a lot of dogs. It was a big part of his life, and he always made big contributions to that. So we're kind of continuing some of the work that he did. We lost him earlier in the year.
And it was carefully planned to happen right after shootout so people can stay and do the golf tournament and stuff.
Absolutely.
So that's really great. And I saw Sue last night and you know, this is a bittersweet kind of event for her, you know, the shootout. And but, you know, prayers with both of them because, you know, their families.
I don't know who's responsible for putting on this event, but I haven't been able to say thank you to that person. Is there an individual?
Sally McClellan's been calling me. Sally.
For the golf tournament?
She was a bikini model in our July, August issue in 2008, by the way.
Is there something else she does, I assume, besides two bikini models for you?
No, she's really great. So she is working really hard, and we've donated a full page ad for the silent auction. So.
Dr., you're a golfer?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I can't make it on Monday, but I didn't know about it. But that sounds like a wonderful event. And more importantly, it's a fantastic cause.
Yeah. It's something that unfortunately has been a problem here at the lake for a long time. And Dogwood is doing everything mm-hmm. they can to make sure that those pets find a good home, you know. And we're all behind that. And that was JT's cause. So we're happy to support that.
I have a Dogwood animal baby dog.
You do?
Yeah. We don't know what flavor it is. It's a mix. What do you have a dog or no?
I have three of them, actually.
You do?
Yeah, and we just inherited another one just recently. So my wife and I both love dogs.
Yeah. What flavor?
I have a Swiss Bernese Mountain Dog that we brought back from Switzerland when it was 6 weeks old. Loves the mountains, loves the snow. I have a Border Collie and a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Wow.
So they're great animals.
See, dogs tell something about a person, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, doesn't it? That's why I had to ask what flavor.
So he's got these really cool butts and you got a butt? Does that say anything about you?
Well, it's a cocker. It has a little bit of King Charles Cocker and Border Collie in it.
You didn't tell him about your pit bull?
No, yeah, I know. Well, that one's, I let out of the closet. Actually, it's the best security system you can have as a dog.
Your pit bull came out of the closet? What?
Oh, I keep it. People don't know I have it. So, you know, in case I get... It's a security system thing.
Well, don't talk about it on the radio. I mean, there's only four people listening, but you don't want to mention it on the
it's
radio.
It's better leaving it in her car, though, don't you think?
Certainly true.
But Ellis Fischel, I got to mention that. That's
coming up this weekend. I'll be a big part of that. Yeah, I'm going to be emceeing it on Saturday night. Yeah.
Okay, what time are you there? You're doing the cocktail at 5, dinner's at 7.
Right, we got an event going on Friday nights at Marbella. Yeah, that's kind of a thing going on Friday night, and Kate and I will be there. And then Saturday, about 4:45, 5 o'clock, I'll start emceeing the silent auction stuff.
And for everybody, Ellis Fischel Cancer Center is up in Columbia, and it's tied to the university system, Missouri. It's quite a crowd. They've got the Jersey Boys singing. They always bring in really, really great entertainment, and the money goes to a great cause. And, you know, we have our cancer center here, like regional, but up there it's a little specialty center that a lot of women have gone up there for breast cancer, actually. Susan Brown, Cecilia, a bunch of
time
Glennon.
To get dressed up and show off a little bit and have a little fun, raise the money for a very, very good cause.
I'm dateless. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you're putting it out there again.
I know.
I'm not sure what to tell you.
My photographer and myself will be there. We'll be there taking pictures.
Jacob's going to be there?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. You don't know who? You know, who's in rotation for something like that?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
No. It's all good. So.
I haven't seen any pictures of the Flushing Zebra from LO Profile magazine. Are they up on the website?
Yeah, Jacob put them on the website, so you have to go there and look. Then the show will be on immediately 5 minutes.
Solid job giving up a page for that that event last Thursday, and they raised almost $40,000 in 3 hours.
Yeah, have you heard of that, Doc?
No, but that's fantastic.
What's the zebra pink?
$40,000 in a half hour, right?
No, about 3 hours. About 3 hours.
Spectacular.
The carcinoid cancer, one of our local guys who have been in real estate forever, Larry Warnberg, has the disease, has to fly to Switzerland for treatment. Mike and Sandy Waggett from MSW got together, that's Sandy's father. And they put together an event, and everybody came together from, you know, media outlets to restaurants to we sold a trip to the Masters. We had the Top Gun school thing that we ended up selling. We had some really stuff.
It's an odd disease, and they call it the zebra, and everybody dressed in black
apparently
and white.
Apparently, flushing is one of the symptoms, and zebra is the old, you know, if you hear hooves, don't think it's horses. Don't think it's zebras, think it's horses. So that's where it all came from. Anyway, we just one of those charity events here at the Lake of the Ozarks that we were involved in and Missy jumped into.
So to wrap things up, we want to be able to go out and see Doc this weekend. And where are you parked?
I'm always at the on dock number 4 at the end. It's uncovered. And every year we put all of our boats out there on the very end. It's right by the sandy area. So come on out and we'll show you all kinds of boats. And a lot of people get to take photographs, get in the boats, talk to us about the way these boats design, how they run. And don't forget that we'll be running the drag races on Saturday at 12 and 3 and on Sunday at 12 o'clock. I think 3 o'clock on Sunday, and that was all set up by Ron Dugan, and it's going to be a fantastic event.
So 12 o'clock, so they do the opening, and then you're going to do a drag right off the bat.
And then I do a drag race. That's the plan.
That's awesome. Now, are you nervous about this? Do you have any superstitious things that you have to do before you get in the boat?
Absolutely. We go through a full checklist, just like an airplane pilot, just like walking in an operating room. I mean, we go through everything that the day before and all the way down to the time you take the boat out. Whether it's a 1 mile drag race or you're going around a circle racing for a national world championship, it's the same every time.
I think we're looking for more inside scoop. Do you have a rabbit's foot or something like that? Do you turn around 3 times?
No, I don't. I wish I could say. I just pick up the Low Pro magazine. I look through it real quick because it's going to be on the dock. And then we get in and we get ready to go.
There, see, and that's
Low
good
Pro.
Luck.
I like that. That's the first time I heard that
Low
one. By
Pro?
The, yeah, it's kind of hip and quick. I like that. Very cool.
So we can go LOPRO.
Yeah. So you're not playing volleyball this year, I can take it?
No volleyball,
No volleyball for you?
You know what? I am a backseat driver this year.
For the whole
feeling
thing?
Like last night, I could walk the whole strip and talk to people and, you know, not
Didn't
feel...
Didn't have commitment to work, yeah.
Yeah, I did take pictures. I got a great picture of the new boat.
What's the chances of you taking her out and scaring the crap out of her in one of your boats?
That's easy. I tried to do that last year on snowmobiles, but she wouldn't go. So this year, we'll try to do it on a boat. Maybe on the poker run on Friday.
What's wrong? Live, baby.
Is there have a backseat in, or is it just too fun?
No, just enough to strap you in the front. And we'll turn off your microphone so we don't have to hear you.
Well, how are 3 of us in the front seat?
Oh, we'll just put you in the front seat and just strap you in.
You don't worry about the details. He'll take care of the details.
So you just worry get ready too much to scream already about the details.
I know. See, you know, when I was younger, I would be, I'm in it. I'm going. I did 143 in one of Scott's boats.
Yeah.
And now I think back and go, what the heck was I thinking? And Arneson, you remember Arneson? Mm-hmm. I got in one of his boats, the one that shot the flames out the back. And then when he did that, you could feel the heat come all the way through. I was completely drenched, just sweat, you know, just because the heat from the flames. I mean, that was cool. You remember that
Absolutely.
Back in those days? It was really crazy. Now, how come nobody does that? Shoots the flames.
I think it's safety. Yeah, it's a safety issue.
So, gas prices.
A lot of other ways.
Gas prices.
So again, what was I thinking, being in a boat that shot flames? Wow.
All right, let's start wrapping it up. Let's talk a little bit more about the launch social you got coming out. When are we going to see the new edition on newsstands?
Monday.
It'll on Monday, this week? Next week? Really?
27th. I'm going to try to get it out there on Monday morning. And I hate to take Tim off the cover because he's, you know, just coming in town, but or off the stands. But
just put one of those on top and people,
in the larger markets and the retail shops, we leave the old issue on the very lowest shelf. Because in this area, people come and go, you know, week to week, you know, if they're visitors or second homeowners, mm-hmm. and they'll go, oh gosh, I missed the last one. And then they're calling the office going, I haven't been here in a month. I need, you know, the last one. So we keep the latest on top and the past issue.
And then once it gets past a week, you triple the price for the old issues.
And the Doc Jansen one, I mean, we still get requests for that. We want the guy, the swimmer, we want the diver on the front.
And you say it'll be a premium for
those. I said that'll be about $56. Plus postage and handling.
And it all goes to a donation problem.
No. It goes to
the Missy Shoe Fund is where it goes.
No way. Oh, my gosh. Be kind. You know what? This costs a lot of money, my friend. This is I'm not handing out staple-stitched thin little newsprint.
I have
honey.
No idea what that means.
I know you don't.
Talk
to your clients like printing, Daniel.
This is one of the highest quality products in publishing that we've seen. I mean, it is spectacular.
Been everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So him saying that
means a lot to me.
I publish a magazine called InSpine, and we have 25,000 that it goes out across the world. But her quality of publication is just amazing.
And
the
pictures are outstanding, too.
Yeah, the team that she has working on it, I think, is just so impressive.
They're good people. You. There's no doubt about it.
All right, they're not like a spinal team, but we could get to that.
They're dedicated.
Yes, they are.
Ellis Fischel coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. That's a big event. The JT First Annual Golf Classic is on Monday. You can contact the Cove for more information about that. Shootout, of course, all weekend long. Our opportunity to see some of the fastest boats in the world racing out at Captain Ron's, and they've got a vendor village out there. If you're interested in anything along that line, you can find something out there. That's going to be a great, great weekend. It looks like the weather's going to be pretty decent for it anyway, all the way up until Sunday, and we'll keep an eye on that. Let's see. If you want to get into this issue, you're apparently out. We're looking for the next issue.
We're working on November, December. It's our event party planning. It's holiday issues, so 365-2288. Go to the website. Listen to the show if you missed it. And Roderick's on his way in town, actually. And so I don't know how he can do that, drive in and hit the webcam, whatever that is.
Those people know voodoo, that's why.
Exactly.
Those IT people.
No, thanks, Brittany. She's handling it.
Scary so anyway, people. Doc, all right, one more time on the website,
thank you
please.
So much.
LakeProfile.com. Thanks to Doc. Be safe, Doc.
Hey,
seriously.
All right, thanks a lot.
A pleasure. Hey, run fast, run safe. Know. And thanks for coming in and checking out the show. We appreciate it, Missy. Always a pleasure. We look forward to seeing you at Ellis Fischel, I guess. That'll be the next time you and I see each other. Yeah,
that'll all work. Right.
Very cool. That's it. Just about 10 o'clock and 77 degrees at the Lake of the Ozarks. I'm Jeff Carr. You're listening to Mix 92.7.
Hello, Profile Magazine, your Lake of the Ozarks magazine. Hi, I'm Missy Martinette Hills, owner and publisher of Hello Profile. Pick up your copy today, the Entertainment, Dining, and Nightlife issue featuring Tim Wolf, University of Missouri System President. Also, inside and insert on-the-water boating events for summer 2012. Pick up your copy today. That's LO Profile Magazine, LakeProfile.com.
The summer clearance event continues to make room for the two.